Friday 13, November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, may this day be a day of rejoicing for us. We have so much to thank the Lord for. We're thankful for you, our listeners, today. I trust the Lord will use His Word to bless each of our hearts. Thank you for joining us for the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're continuing, and I hope concluding today, the message of what God has showed me. God has showed me. That was Peter's testimony in Acts chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, as he reached the home of Cornelius and Cornelius' family and friends. He went there to deliver them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Opening the door, God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, and we should be thankful for that. I am thankful as a Gentile that the door of faith was opened to us, and we had the privilege to hear it, and now to believe it, and to receive it, and to know that we're in the household of God, household of faith. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. But this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans for it all possible to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. Well, as Peter reached these Gentiles, he asked them, he said, "What do you want? What did you ask me to come for?" And Cornelius related how that God had sent a heavenly messenger and told him to send to Joppa, to the house of Simon, and that there was one there by the name of Peter, and that he would come and tell them, he would give them, as we read in chapter 11, words whereby they could be saved. And by the way, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I am thankful for the gospel message, the good news of salvation, words whereby we may be saved. Not saved by the words, but the Christ that the words present to us. He is the one who saves us. Now, this historic occasion is important to all non-Jews, those of us who are Gentiles. But before I get into this, there was something in that last verse of Scripture. And he commanded them, Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Isn't it interesting that these people, who basically would have nothing to do with each other, are now united in the gospel. And now these Gentiles are asking Peter and these six men who went with him to tarry with them for certain days. I am thankful for what the gospel of Jesus Christ does in the heart of mankind. You know as well as I do, without God, our old hearts are just as wicked as they can be. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it's desperately wicked. It is only the gospel of Christ, it is only the Christ of the gospel that can change a heart and change a life and make enemies to be friends, and yea, better than friends, make them to become brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the gospel, people who had hated one another and despised one another, they come to know Christ, and then they fall in love with the Lord and certainly with the Lord's people. You want to know the answer to the world's problem today? I'll tell you who the answer is. The answer is Jesus Christ and knowing Him as our Lord and our Savior. One of the great problems with our nation is when we took the Bible out of our schools and out of our society and prayer and recognition of the name of the Lord Jesus, we set ourselves out on a stormy sea like a ship with no rudder and no power, just drifting with the waves. And surely we're going to hit the rocks. And already we've hit a number of, quote, rocks, end quote, already. Well, this historic occasion is so important to all of us Gentiles. It demonstrates the truth, does it not, of John chapter 3 and verse 16. Would you like to quote this with me today? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, I know we quote this verse often, and we make this statement. I think it should be. Here we see the potential and practicality of the gospel. The potential for salvation is the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, The practicality of it is that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do we not see this great truth presented so clearly in the book of Ephesians and in chapter 1? And we'll break into the text, but take nothing from the context. Beginning in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Here we have the sequence, just like we do here in Acts chapter 11 with Cornelius and his family, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard. You can't be saved without hearing the gospel or being exposed to the gospel. You must have the gospel, for without Christ there is no salvation. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. You know, some people, you ask them, are you saved? Well, I've always been a Christian, they say, but that's not true. If you are saved, at some point in your life, you realize that you were a sinner, you repented of your sin, and you trusted Christ as your Savior, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. And that's the sequence. We believe after we hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What did they hear? The gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel? It's the gospel of the person of Christ. Notice, if you will, in whom, not what. Not in what ye also, but in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There we have the sequence. We hear the gospel. God convicts us. We hear the gospel. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of our sin, and trust him as our Savior. And then the Holy Spirit of God seals us in the precious body of Christ. We find this, do we not, so well explained again in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 14, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There we have it, dear friend. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that a wonderful promise? You can put your name right there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But listen to these questions. They need an answer. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. Remember the purpose of the gospel of John, but these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you might have life on his name. You first of all have got to be introduced to Christ and understand who he is and what he did. And we understand what we are as well, worthless sinners headed for a Christless eternity. But oh, thank God for Heavenly Father that loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Well, they can't. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh, dear friend, thank God for those who bring the gospel. I'm so glad that Paul went into Europe with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it was there that my forefathers heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and brought it to this country. I thank the Lord that the Ethiopian eunuch went back down into Ethiopia and carried the gospel down there. For there, so many of the people of the subcontinent heard the gospel, and they trusted Christ as their Savior. We are debtors, dear friend. We are debtors not to God for saving us, but we are debtors to a lost world today to be sure that we get the gospel out to them. Some people have said that no one should hear the gospel twice until everyone's heard it once. I don't know that that's true, because we should follow the leadership of the precious Holy Spirit of God. But I do know that we're debtors to this world to get the gospel to them, and may we be faithful in our generation to reach all that we can with God's precious word. Please join us next broadcast if you can.